So it is currently Glaucoma Awareness Week, and the charity Glaucoma UK are aiming to highlight the importance of families and loved ones. Here to tell us more is Glaucoma UK's CEO, Karen Osborne, and also Jessica Sydenham, who is living with congenital glaucoma, and she's going to discuss how glaucoma affects the whole family. So if we could start with yourself, please, Karen, for anyone that doesn't know, what is glaucoma and is it hereditary?
Of course, yeah. Glaucoma is actually a group of eye conditions rather than one single disease. It tends to be typified by high pressure within the eye, and glaucoma damages the main nerve to the eye, the optic nerve, where it leaves the back of the eye and connects to the brain. So what's being seen in the eye transfers through that nerve to the brain, and when it's damaged, vision is lost. And once it's lost permanently. There's no cure for glaucoma, unfortunately, at the moment.
And it affects all ages too?
It does. It tends to be more common in older people. So the risk increases from the age of 40 onwards, and the older we become, the higher the risk. But it can affect people from birth as well, yeah.
And I was reading as well that 40% of the peripheral vision can be lost without even knowing it. That's incredible.
I know, it doesn't seem real, does it? But it's a sneaky disease, is glaucoma. With most types of glaucoma, the onset is fairly slow and gradual. Historically, it's been described as tunnel vision, but that's actually really inaccurate. It's not as if you have a sort of huge black rim around the outside of your vision at all. We tend to describe it more as kind of misty, patchy areas, but the brain fills in those misty, patchy areas by and large. So it does come on very gradually, and people compensate. I mean, you know, the brain sort of compensates, finds coping mechanisms for small areas of sight loss. So, yeah, it's true. People can lose up to 40% of sight without realising that it's happened.
That certainly sounds sneaky. What are current treatments?
Well, that's the good news. There are a range of treatments available. Historically, eye drops have always been the first line of treatment for glaucoma. Once you've prescribed eye drops, because glaucoma is a lifelong condition, unfortunately, the treatment is as well. So eye drops are for life. But for many people, that can lead to some damage on the surface of the eye, prolonged use of drops. And it can also make the eyes sore and red and itchy. Not with everybody, but with some people. So that may mean that we need to look at other forms of treatment. And that's where things like laser treatment and the more sort of invasive surgical procedures come in. But again, there's good news there. That's just, some of the surgeries are gold standard treatments, and they can have a fantastic impact on, you know, in terms of preventing further sight loss. So there's an awful lot that can be done as long as it's picked up early and treated.
Now, Jessica, I mentioned at the start that you're living with congenital glaucoma. How has it affected your family?
So it affects my family primarily because I'm the first person in my family to actually have the disease. No one in my family has suffered the way that I suffer. So I think it's quite hard for them, as much as I talk about it and discuss and just sort of explain how much pain or discomfort I am in. I think it can be also understandably hard for them to realise because they're not actually suffering with it themselves. I also think also it affects them more because there's nothing that they can do. As Karen mentioned, that there's no sort of cure once the damage is done. You know, that you kind of, it's all about treating and keeping it the way it is and stabilizing it the way it is at that moment. And so I think because obviously there's a lot of love and they love me and they want me to be happy, I think there's nothing they can do or to help other than just be there for me and, you know, let me speak to them and vent about it. But there's nothing that they can do to cure it or make it go away.
Now, if you have children or if you were planning to have children in the future, that could obviously affect that. Does that concern you at all?
Yeah, so there is quite a high risk that any children I have inherit it. I'm obviously very optimistic. We try and remain optimistic that they don't, but if they do, it's not really a concern for me. I find that I've got a great support network around me. You know, my family and friends are all absolutely amazing. The consultants and opticians that I see, I've been seeing for many, many years. As one consultant I've been seeing since I was very, very young. There's a lot of trust there, and I feel that if any kids that I do have that inherit the disease, you know, there's a great network around me that I fully trust and I know would give us the best treatment, because obviously there's a risk for me as well, having being pregnant and having the disease as well.
Now, Karen, Jessica mentioned there the importance of family around her. How can family and friends support their loved ones living with glaucoma?
I think, as Jessica said, really, it's about listening. It's about providing emotional support, because very often at appointments, you don't know what you're going to face. There could be good news. There could be bad news. Prior to COVID, we always used to recommend that somebody attending a hospital eye clinic appointment took a friend or family member with them, if possible. Because if you are getting bad news or unexpected news even, it's so easy to feel a bit shocked and to forget to ask the questions that you'd wanted to ask before you went in. And having somebody there with you can help you ask those questions. Obviously, since COVID, that's been a lot more difficult. But I think that emotional support and that understanding is just really key. And encouraging people to stick with the treatments, because things like eye drops, they sound sort of rather benign and innocent little things, but with the side effects, it can be difficult. And with many types of glaucoma, there aren't any symptoms. So actually, it can feel like the treatment is worse than the disease itself. And that, I can see why some people, well, a lot of people do give up eye drop treatment with glaucoma, because the treatment's worse than just living with it, So I think friends and family play a really important role, helping both practically but also emotionally as well.
So Glaucoma Awareness Week runs until Sunday the 4th of July. How can people find out more information?
Well, I would recommend anybody to go to our website and have a look at the materials that are on there. There's an awful lot of downloadable or watchable materials, lots of information about living with glaucoma, lifestyle, treatment, surgery, helping to make decisions about your treatment as well. So if you type glaucoma.uk into your search engine, you should find us. If digital isn't your thing, also we have a fantastic helpline, telephone helpline. That's open Monday to Friday from 9:30 till 5 o'clock. So if people just need somebody to talk to, just an ear, bit of emotional support, we're there for you as well. So can I give you the number for the helpline?
Certainly.
Okay. It's 01233648170. And that's Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 5 p.m.
And Jessica, is there anything you want to add?
Yeah. So I think it's important also to stress, for people who are suffering with glaucoma, I think my message is, especially actually if you're newly diagnosed, is to seriously just trust the process. A lot of these people in the medical field are completely knowledgeable of the disease. So just trust them and take your medication exactly how it's prescribed, because Karen said, although there's just eye drops, they are very important and play a key role in stabilising your condition and not letting it get any worse.
Thanks both of you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Karen Osborne, Chief Executive of Glaucoma UK, and also Jessica Sydenham. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.